It's 90 here, 65% humidity, and it feels like 98. Well, I was looking over here at the DX. I do see a Charlie X-ray from Uruguay, and I've worked him many times. He looks like Lonnie Ryan. He used to run the cleaners back in Kansas. He can be, they always say there's somebody who looks exactly like you someplace out there. And I don't see much else on there, though, other than FT8 stuff. And who was it yesterday? Oh, it was Bill N4IQ told me that he got Macquarie Island the other day, and so did Bob. But, you know, they got him on FT8, and I don't do FT8, so there you got the rest of the story. This is N0TR.
Yeah, no, that's right. Well, I pulled in down here where I go to see my computer man, so let me run inside and see if he's in here and harass him for a few minutes. And I'll be back out, and then I'm headed down to Office Depot. Talk to you shortly. N0TR, W2T.
I may go out and check on the chicken feeder. Take care, stay out of that heat. This is N0TR clear.
Foster 4, Victor November Mike. Mobile and listening.
TRN4ZLK.
Hey, 2G Mobile.
How are you?
When Tom, before I stopped at my computer man stop, and he said something about going out and check the chicken feeder, so see how it was working. So he may be out doing that. You out and about working today, or is today your day off?
I was just talking to Tom, too, probably 20 minutes ago. I was just going to let him know I sent him an email. He asked me to resend an email to him, so I just thought I'd let him know I'd sent it.
Well, but he'll probably look at it here in a little bit, and also, how'd you get a Friday off?
Other days off, Rusty. I took today off because I'm off for a couple weeks, and we got some people coming in, and I just had some errands to run, and just, I wanted to take a day off to prepare for my 2 weeks off.
Sounds like, sounds like a way to do it. That way, that makes sure you're all set for whenever your folks arrive, whenever the people you're expecting arrive, and maybe any extra that they bring with them that they tell you were coming. So, been there and done that too. So, anyway, just thought I heard you in there and thought I'd say hello. I'm making a stop over here at Office Depot. I gotta get a nice 3-inch 3-ring binder and a box of envelopes to mail QSL cards out in. Anyway, Shane, good to talk to you. Be safe out there. Don't get out in that heat and get messing around. It's not good for you. N4ZLK, W2T, 73s for now.
Coming back to me, Rusty. Good to hear you today. You have a great weekend and be careful. W2T, N4ZLK.
ZLK, KA4JCA.
That's KA4JCA, N4ZLK. Good to hear you today, Sally. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I called you this morning, but you didn't answer.
Richard this morning, and he didn't answer, so we're even.
For answer if he's asleep.
I was out, left the house about 9, went and got my hair cut, and then ran a couple errands. I just got back, so how are you guys doing today for a good Friday?
I took my little friend to see Super Pets this morning, so I was out and about, and then I happened to hear you on the radio, so I said, well, let me stop and say hello, KA4JCA.
That made my day. It's good to hear you on the radio. I hope we hear you on more often. And I hope you guys are doing well. I've got a few things I need to do here before the company arrives, so I'm probably not going to be on here long, but it is really, really good to hear you. And Richard, are you doing well?
JCA. Yeah, I'm doing well, Shane. I was actually this morning when she called, I said, oh, I think he took the day off because he had things to do to get ready for people that were coming into town. So she left to go to see the movie with her friend. Like I said, he's 7 years old, and he's hearing impaired, so she gets to sign the movie to him. But it was Super Pets or Superhero Pets. Super Pets, yeah, something like that. It's real, real neat, real good movie for kids and so forth like that. So, and then this morning I was actually, I moved over to DMR. I was actually programming both radios in my hotspot, playing around with that, trying different configurations, trying to set up a gateway for multiple, like I wanted the TGIF network and DMR network, and I was going to look at some other networks to just try to install, but didn't have much luck, so I gave up for a while and came back over here to the analog repeater, KA3JCA with the N4ZLK.
I'm glad you got that DMR because it allows you access, like you said, you can still do worldwide and not have to have the antennas and all the HF equipment, so I know that comes in handy. And, yeah, I hadn't heard of the Super Pets movie, and when Sally first said what she went, I was thinking it was a pet store or something. I didn't even know there was a movie out. Our kids are all grown, so I don't pay attention to that. Even though the grandkids are coming up, I'm sure I'll get back into it. So, well, Richard, you and Sally have a good day. Sally, thanks for giving me a call. That made my day. You guys have a good day, good weekend, and I probably won't be on the air much for a few days, but I'll get back in touch with you as soon as I can. Good to hear you today. 73, have a great weekend. KA3JCA and KA4JCA and 4ZLK.
All right, Shane, 73, you and your wife have a good time visiting with company there. KA3JCA and KA4JCA, we're clear.
One more thing, Richard. I was telling Beth about you living in Hartley, and she said, no, Kelly doesn't live in Hartley. And then she had to think a minute. She said she lives in Harrington. So then I was confused why I was even knew about Hartley, and I looked it up, and they're really close. And then I noticed that Kelly posts a lot of things about, like, church and things like that in Hartley. So that's where I'd heard it before. But they lived in Harrington. I'm sure you're familiar with that area as well.
Harrington was probably, let's see, if I'm looking at north, okay, for Delaware being north, Harrington was probably 5 miles from my house. So that's where the fairgrounds and everything is there.
Was surprised I even knew Hartley when I found out that wasn't it, but I've seen her post some stuff. And I guess I told you Beth's grandparents lived there in Marydale. Well, her grandmother and grandfather, that's how she had to address them. And they had the state line, the Maryland state line ran right through their backyard.
Exactly where they lived then.
Yeah, it's not a very big area. So anyway, I'll let you go. I just wanted to tell you about that. Beth was like, no, she does not live in Hartley. And I said, yes, she did. So I was wrong, of course. I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
All right, 73KA3JCA.